All right, let's check in with Andrew Morris. Andrew, it's Chris and Danny upstairs. Congratulations to you and your club as you win the series. You pick up two of the wins in this series, and I have to ask you, you know, you went to high school in Colorado, you went to college in Colorado. What was it like seeing the Rockies in the batter's box?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, obviously being from Colorado, I went to a lot of Rockies games and got to play on that field once in high school. So, you know, it's cool to see those guys. Obviously, you know, I want to go see Coors Field for myself too, you know, be on the field. But it was pretty exciting to see them, you know, in person.
Walk me through the Goodman at bat, because obviously he's a great player who is having a monster series. He's the tying run. You're out there to get him in the eighth inning. What was the game plan?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, he's had a really good series, but at the same time, I can't give him too much credit, too. So, you know, when I'm out there, so just trying to go attack and, you know, use my best stuff and go at him.
I like the fact you don't give him too much credit. That's a good pitcher's mind right there. Who did you grow up kind of trying to emulate as a pitcher?
I didn't really start pitching until kind of my senior year of high school. But when I really started pitching, I'm a really big DeGrom fan. Got to get a signed jersey from him in Texas, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, it's a big one.
Has anybody mentioned to you that you've got closer stuff, and maybe down the road, I could just see them grooming you to be that back end guy? Because one thing that takes for a closer, yeah, you've got the stuff, but it's the mental side of the game that those closers have to have.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think, you know, it's been a great time adjusting to the bullpen role from being a starter all my career. And I really enjoyed it, and I've learned a ton from the guys down there for sure. And I continue to every day. I think it's something I could be really good at for sure, and I feel like I'm starting to settle in a little bit.
But you enjoy those moments.
100%.
Knowing that the game's on the line, a little bit more at stake, the adrenaline, you feed off of that.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's something, you know, finding that happy medium between the focus and the intensity and, you know, the control as well. So it's been every outing has been a great learning experience. And lucky, you know, I got a lot of guys with a lot of experience down there to learn from.
You always had that mustache?
It used to be a little more of a goatee in college. Oh. But, yeah, now the mustache. And I mean, I shaved off all my hair. So a little aerodynamic out there.
Hey, I go back to Toronto when you got called up. You told me, look, I think I'm going to be good at this reliever stuff. Because you told me the hardest part of being a starter was you don't get to compete against the opposing team for those 4 days in between. It feels like that's all come to fruition.
Yeah, I've definitely been enjoying being able to get out there more consistently for sure. And I think that it's obviously different than being a starter, because I come in and I only face, you know, I don't go through the lineup three times. I get to face, you know, guys, you know, just once, and maybe not even everybody. But yeah, I like it a lot.
Hey, we love watching you grow up in front of our eyes. We'll see you on the plane. Let's go get some wins in Houston.
Yes, sir. Sounds good. Let's go.